Radio.
Joan Collins revealed.
We need the TV, Mike.
Can't see him in the middle of a show here.
Yeah, well, I've got a better show. Mom took all the old home movies and put them on tape so we could see them.
Why?
Well, this ought to be fun.
Hurry up, Dan.
Front row.
Come on, you're embarrassing me.
What, you're not excited about seeing yourself in diapers with drool running down your chin?
All right, come on. Well, he could just look in the mirror to see that.
Oh, Mike was such a cute little baby.
Yeah, all right, look, I have to go study, okay?
What's the matter? There's a full moon?
Look, I'm really sorry I'm going to miss out on all this family fun. Gee, I do really love it, too. You know, when we pal around like this. But, hey, I have to study.
Mike, your mother has gone to a lot of trouble putting these films on tape.
It's okay if he doesn't want to see them.
Oh, he does.
Dad, are you suggesting that I shouldn't study?
Yes, I am, Mike. I think you're spending far too much time studying and too little time staring blankly at the TV.
Ben, I'm not waiting for you, and your tape is first.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Ben, you just ate a full dinner.
This isn't for me. This is for my family, who I love.
Here we go.
Hey, who said the first tape was me? This is Mike.
Oh.
Gee, Mike, you sure look like a weenie.
All right, look, I'm staying, all right? The least you can do is to put off my humiliation until he's asleep.
Well, this sure cuts into my fun. How about you, Maggie?
Yes, humiliating Mike was the one reason I had these movies transferred.
Yeah.
But if he'll stop making snide comments and join in the fun by playing a little background music, just so 5 years of piano lessons don't go down the drain.
Yeah, all right, look. Now, I know this family fun is going to kill me.
This is my tape.
She's a maniac, maniac, I know. And she's dancing like she's never danced before.
I'm not playing this while he's here.
Can you guys be a little bit mature and just let a tape play?
What is this? Who is this?
I bet you forgot we even had these.
Hey, Dad, you never told us you had a brother who was a geek?
That's Dad! He's the geek!
Show me that smile, okay?
Show me that smile.
Do a lot of trouble to put all these movies on tape.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay if he doesn't want to see them. It's okay.
Oh, Maggie, I want to see my tape. Yes.
Hey, no, let's watch my tape.
Right. No, no, I'll be proud to show my tape.
Yay!
I'll be proud to show my tape. Thank you, Mike.
This is the far out group you let in college.
That's us. The Wild Huts.
Come on, guys. It was the perfect name. They were wild and they were hot.
And they were babies. Look at them.
You were on TV?
Yes, the Rock and Roll Talent Search. We were the state finalists from Rhode Island.
Ooh. I still remember my dad's reaction when you came to pick me up in that costume. He said you look like a Viet Cong.
Well, he wasn't young and hip like we were.
He was the same age you are now.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Really.
No, he was pushing 40. No. one popcorn. I think I'll make some more.
Oh, Betty, oh, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm out of here.
Hey, I know. Let's watch my tape.
Ben, the party's over.
Quiet tonight? Mm. In fact, you're so quiet, it's like you're not even here. Jason? Honey, I was talking to you.
Sorry.
I think seeing yourself that young has made you feel a little old.
Old?
In fact, I would guess that you were in that bathroom staring in the mirror, probably looking for gray hairs.
Well, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm hardly the kind of guy who goes looking for gray hairs.
I'm sorry. You're right. That's ridiculous. Of course you weren't looking for gray hairs.
I'm a young man.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just that you've never been so sensitive about your age before.
And I'm not now either. Even though, as you point out, I am the same age as your parents were when we met, which is not even true because your dad was 6 months older.
Where are you going?
Stinkies, I told that.
Ben?
Mom.
Now, I'm glad you told your father that you were going to Stinkies. But your father doesn't know that I wanted you to clean your room this morning.
But, Mom, I promised Stinky he could see the tape of Dad looking funny.
No, absolutely not.
Then I don't get to see the pictures of Stinky's mom before she got fat.
Ben, go to your room and don't come out until it's clean.
I'll see you later, Mom. I'm going to go over to the schoolyard and shoot some hoops, okay?
Okay. Hoops? Mike, wait.
No, my room's already clean, Mom.
No.
No, my clean clothes are in the drawer. My dirty clothes are in the hamper.
Mike.
What?
That's not what I want to talk about.
You mean I did all that for nothing?
Mike, I want to ask you a favor.
What?
Well, you see, after watching all those old movies last night, well, your father started feeling old.
Well, he is.
I mean, old isn't out of it, over the hill.
Yeah.
Michael, please, I want you to help me make your father feel a little younger. Is that so hard for you to understand?
Now, Mom, how can he feel old when he's married to a young fox like you?
Michael, would you please play a little basketball with your dad and...
Throw the game?
Well...
Take a dive.
Yeah.
And don't let him know about it.
Right.
Hey, no problem. I'm an old hand at fooling Dad. Oh, Dad! Dad?
Such a nice boy. Such a foxy young mother.
Hey, nice drive, Dad.
Hey, what can I say? I'm good.
Yeah. Here we go. Whoa. Oh, yeah, you are too quick today, Dad.
Yeah. You wouldn't by any chance be letting me win, would you?
Letting you win?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding? Why would I want to do that?
Well, for one thing, your mom doesn't like to admit when she's wrong.
Mom?
Uh-huh.
Now, why would she think that you feel old? I mean, she doesn't think you're old.
I'm warning you, Mike. Don't start patronizing your old man, your father, okay? Because I can still keep up with you, you know. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, right, Dad.
Oh, really? Come on, take your best shot. Come on, we'll see who's sucking wind at the end of this one, okay?
All right.
None of that hot dog stuff
That's
either.
What we were just doing.
Real game, real game. Unless you're afraid to be humiliated. I'll understand. You gonna try it for the girls' team this year? Huh?
No, all right.
Yeah, let's see if you can
pass. Let's go.
Come on. Okay. Lucky shot.
All right, come on, Dad. Last one in. I'm at it.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you off the hook this time.
Come on, Dad. Only 25 more points and you're right back in it.
Come on, man. Can't you see the man's tired?
Oh. What's the matter? You afraid I'm going to catch up? I'm just getting my second wind.
All right, Dad. Come on. You can do it. Shut him down.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, you all right?
I slipped on something right there. Oh.
What is it?
I turned my ankle.
Derek, look, I knew we played too long. You know, parents never listen.
No, look, I'm fine, all right? Just give me a minute. I'll walk it off.
Hey, look, Dad, I'm really bushed. I couldn't play another second, all right?
Okay.
All right, great. I'm going to go over to the schoolyard and get in the game, all right? See you later.
Dad, I think you're a radical player.
Yeah, well, I know how to play.
Especially for a guy your age.
Oh.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll take care of you.
7:30.
Ben, what are you doing here?
I live here.
We're supposed to have Dad out of the house by now.
What do you want from me? The man had to go to the bathroom.
Ben, where's your dad?
In the bathroom, I hope.
So, what do you think, Ben?
I think this is going to make him even more depressed.
Oh, no, Ben. Once he starts playing rock and roll, he's going to feel like this again.
That's good.
You bet.
Okay, now where do you want to stash this thing till the party?
In the kitchen. I'll have your father go out the front door.
Okay.
I'll get it!
I'm Dave Sachs from Party Animal Party Rentals.
You're Arlie.
That's our policy.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's supposed to be a surprise for my dad. My dad is still here.
Bummer.
Go, Ben!
Well, maybe I could...
Come on, Ben, this was your idea to go to the zoo. Let's go.
This is gonna be great. I want to spend the whole day at the snake house.
Anybody else want to come?
No, I've got things to do.
Carol!
Oh, no, darn it. You know how I love to see gods, creatures in cages, but I have to study.
Let's roll.
No. You have to go through the kitchen.
No.
Carol, the kitchen floor is wet.
Well, so is the port.
Carol.
Well, apparently there's no way out, Ben. I guess we'll have to stay here.
No.
What's going on here?
Oh, I know. The kitchen floor is probably dry by now. You can go out that way, Jason.
Thanks, Maggie.
So, the kitchen it is, then.
Hey, y'all have fun now, all right?
Mike, what's this?
What's what, Dan?
What's the mess you're making?
This mess, as you call it, just happens to be my project for art class. I call it Hold the Onions or I'll Kill You.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Seaver, you're good. And the kid can paint. Hello, test 1, 2, 3. Louder, Carol. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Springsteen!
Mike, you know, can you hold it down? We still have a lot to do.
All right, Mom.
Well, we have less than an hour left. Is everything ready?
Walla.
Ladies and gentlemen, Madonna! Carol, not you too.
Yeah, No, no, Mom. This doesn't cheer Dad up. I think you ought to divorce him.
Of course it'll work. He'll be seeing his old friends, his old band. It'll give him a whole new outlook. I'll get it. Carol, would you and Mike put up some more balloons?
Okay.
Maggie!
No! How are you?
Wild and hot.
You look sensational. You haven't changed a bit.
Well, maybe just a little bit, huh? Oh, wow. Oh, the Wild Hots never played in a place this classy before.
Kids, this is Rick. Rick, this is Carol and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
By the way, Maggie, the Wild Hots are going to sound a little thin tonight. We don't have a keyboard man.
No, Warren said he'd be here.
Well, he's had a little coronary. But it's nothing serious. He'll be up and around a week or so.
Wait a minute. Mike can fill in on keyboards.
Hey, Mom, I don't know any of those old stupid fogey classics.
Well, if you know five chords, then you know two more than we do.
I fell my.
And Mom, I think that if we go through with this, there's a good chance Dad's gonna try to drown himself.
No, I don't think it sounded that bad.
Maggie, give an aspirin.
I rest my case.
Okay, Mike, you're right, but what am I supposed to do? I can't just throw all these people out.
Yeah, all right, Mona, we can handle this. I can set the kitchen on fire.
The kitchen.
Yeah, all right. How about Dad's office?
Oh, no, look, I'll handle this, okay? Rick? Hey! Excuse me, everyone. We've had a slight change of plans, and I just learned that Jason has been called into the hospital on an emergency in another state. I know. I'm as disappointed as you are, but he won't be back for days.
Surprise! What's with you people?
What is this? Look at Maggie. It's nice. Oh, boy, it's been years. How are you? Maggie, what's the occasion here?
Ladies and gentlemen, the founder of the Wild Hots, Jammin' Jason Seaver!
I think it's going well. I think it's going well.
Oh, this is great. But where's Warren?
Oh, he had a heart attack.
What?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's 38 years old.
Yeah, well, I guess he's finally learned he can't keep up with the youngsters.
Excuse me, Jason. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Better make it quick. Can you imagine that? A heart attack at 38?
Oh, honey, I had no idea when I planned this.
What about Rick's chrome dome?
Well, a lot of men lose their hair early.
Yeah, if they handle nuclear waste in their shorts.
Honey, the last thing I wanted to do with this party was depress you.
Oh, I'm not depressed.
Oh, you are,
no,
too?
No, I'm not.
Seeing how these guys look now even depresses me.
Well, they do have a few miles on them, don't they?
A few miles? How about the entire interstate highway system?
And they're the same age I am.
Oh, honey, compared to them, you look like Ricky Schroeder.
Yes, I do. Younger than Ricky Schroeder.
And I'm the same age as these guys. Not that that matters.
Jason, I've been trying for 2 weeks to tell you that you weren't
old. But would I listen?
No.
Hey, dude, we knocked the rust off the edges and we're really cooking. We need the jammer.
This song's for you. It's gonna make you wild and hot. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just take those old records off the shelf. I can't play in the dark.
Well, I can.
Growing Pains will be back Monday at 6:30. Let CTS send you and a friend to experience a pampering weekend at Deerhurst Resort in beautiful Muskoka. To win, watch It's a Miracle all week at 3, right here on CTS.